Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program, it's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to join us, I mean, this has been a devastating day for all things Biden and a Justice Department that is weaponized, that applies double standards, and frankly, that's been politicized at the highest level. This is a frightening time for our country. And in just 237 short days, you, the American people, are going to decide whether or not we're going to allow Biden and company to continue to destroy every institutional norm that we've ever had in this country, or are we going to return to sound economic policies, energy policies, border policies, foreign policy issues? Are we just going to keep declining? Because that's the, we are a nation now in decline, and much of this is self-inflicted. I think four more years of this beyond this term, I don't know how America ever comes back. We've been watching all day Robert Hur testifying on Capitol Hill, and this ought to make everybody's blood boil. Let me start by playing Robert Hur. And listen to what, and this is so reminiscent. It just reminds me of July of 2016. James Comey spells out all the top secret classified documents that they found on Hillary Clinton's servers. And I'm like, wow, I remember what I was thinking that day. He's going to do it. He's actually going to enforce the law, and he's they're going to prosecute her. Then he ends with, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. In this case with her, it's well, yeah, he willfully retained classified materials as a private citizen. It didn't rise to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt because, well, we had to factor in the fact that Joe is very old with a very bad memory and would come across to a jury likely as an appealing figure. But so we won't apply the law as vigorously as we did Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is not likable, and Donald Trump is, I guess, somebody we can get a conviction on. So we'll go for him instead. That's not equal application of our laws in America. That is not equal justice under the law in America. Now, let's get to the heart of the issue here. Robert Hur saying in no uncertain terms that Biden willfully retained classified materials as a private citizen. And then he goes into the excuse making. Well, the evidence didn't rise to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, this should infuriate people. And he also made comparisons in his report to the Trump case. And his big argument was, well, Joe was more cooperative in the case of him versus Trump. That's not true what he say. Because if you recall, I do, the weeks before, long time before the FBI ever raided Mar-a-Lago, again, a choice by the Biden DOJ, the top opponent, a likely opponent of Joe Biden. Before that, you might recall that the FBI was at Mar-a-Lago. And they were in the room where they had access to and saw classified documents. Now, did the FBI take them that day? No. Were they stopped from taking them that day? No. What did they do? They said, thank you, walked out. A couple of days later, they called in and said, would you mind putting another lock? I know you have one lock on the door. Would you put a padlock on that door as well? No problem. Now, they could have gone back and they could have said, do you mind if we pick up the documents in the closet? Because among them, we saw top secret classified documents. Now, that was what in the four or five locations that Biden has his top secret classified documents, some going back to when he was vice president and he did not have the power to declassify with the Presidential Records Act, as applicable as it may or may not be. That has yet to be determined by a court. But he didn't have any of that backing him up, nor did Hillary Clinton, what makes what they did far more egregious than Donald Trump. But listen to Robert Hur. The key words, Biden willfully retained classified materials as a private citizen. Listen.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. This evidence...
Right there. Stop right there. He's guilty of that which they were investigating. Really? He's guilty? Then he starts making excuses as to why he didn't charge him. That sounds just like James Comey, July 2016. Listen.
This included an audio recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. We also
Stop
identified...
Stop right there. Do you understand? Oh, we just found classified materials in my basement, and we can use that for the book. And this goes to an exchange we'll play later today at some point of Jim Jordan. He's on TV tonight. Jim Jordan saying... We know the reason. We know what Joe was motivated by. He had 8 million reasons because he got $8 million in an advance for his book that I don't think anybody ever bought or read. Now comes the excuses. Listen.
Other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter. We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Stop right there. Stop right there. So, he willfully retained classified materials as a private citizen. We have audio of him talking with his ghostwriter about, oh, we just found classified documents. We could use it for the book. And then he read the classified materials. Those classified materials, he was vice president. He didn't have the power to declassify them the way Donald Trump did. And by the way, there's no stated process on how that would happen. And then says he read it out loud to a stranger. Top secret classified information? Imagine if Trump did it. Now comes the excuse.
Short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden.
That's not how Donald Trump was treated. And that gets to everything you need to know about today. But there is plenty more. A lot of nuance, a lot of detail that we got to get into. Then Robert Hur said... Well, I had to consider Biden's memory and mental state and how a jury would perceive his memory in a criminal trial. So let's punish Donald Trump because Donald Trump doesn't mumble, bumble, fumble, can't remember what day of the week it is, and trip and fall every 5 seconds. So we're going to give the old guy that's the president. Now, what he's really saying here, I want you to listen to this because this is important. He's really saying, but he couldn't say it because if he did say it, that would be a legal term. He's saying and describing somebody that would be incompetent to stand trial. But, he wouldn't understand the charges. Listen.
There has been a lot of attention paid to language in the report about the president's memory. So let me say a few words about that. My task was to determine whether the president retained or disclosed national defense information willfully. That means knowingly and with the intent to do something the law forbids. I could not make that determination without assessing the president's state of mind.
Stop right there.
For that reason, I had to consider
Stop right there. He just said that, oh, he told his ghostwriter, oh, we found classified materials, and then started reading it out loud. That would be willful, and that would be a slight contradiction as to what he's saying here. Continue.
President's memory and overall mental state and how a jury likely would perceive his memory and mental state in a criminal trial. These are the types of issues that prosecutors analyze every day. And because these issues were important to my ultimate decision, I had to include a discussion of them in my report to the Attorney General.
So if Donald Trump just came across as a nice old man with a mental capacity that is greatly diminished and didn't remember the years he was vice president or the years within years when his son died. If he didn't remember that, well, then that means he wouldn't have been charged. So you're only going to charge the guy that punish him because he has a good memory and you don't like him or Democrats don't like him? Because that's what they're saying. That's weaponizing our legal system. That is politicizing our legal system. Now, listen to what he said, and he said that the evidence and Biden himself put his memory squarely at issue, and he said it was necessary and accurate and fair. So only people with good memories like Donald Trump will be arrested and raided and charged. But people that are incompetent to stand trial, like Joe Biden, well, we're never going to get a conviction because people know, we'll figure out he doesn't know what day of the week it is. Listen to this.
The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue. We interviewed the president and asked him about his recorded statement. Quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. He told us that he didn't remember saying that to his ghostwriter. He also said he didn't remember finding any classified material in his home after his vice presidency. And he didn't remember anything about how classified documents about Afghanistan made their way into his garage. My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe. I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the attorney general my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do.
How convenient that Joe didn't remember the audio, which, by the way, once this guy was appointed, the ghostwriter tried to erase all of this. Apparently, a lot of it was recovered. But the ghostwriter say, you know, he says, well, he didn't remember saying that to the ghostwriter. Mr. Herr, is that a convenient excuse? He didn't remember that? Really? Is that what you're going to tell us? This is devastating. Now, listen to this exchange with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And this describes all of the places Biden had classified documents dating back to when he was a senator. Listen.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
That's a lot of places to have a lot of classified documents laying around. And even, oh, we just found some. Let me read it aloud to the guy. Now, one of the more humorous things, and we'll get into this, Democrats went bat Adam Schiff crazy today, starting with liberal Joe over at MSDNC. Maybe the most entertaining part of the testimony was watching them go nuts and just losing it. Cori Bush couldn't resist calling Trump, though, the white supremacist in chief. No, that actually, the guy that was friends with and had a mentor that was a former Klansman, that would be Joe. The guy that tried to stop school busing and integration of public schools and partnered with the former Klansman, no, that would be Joe, too. The guy that said he didn't want public schools becoming racial jungles, was it Donald Trump? No, it was Joe Biden. Really? But that's the way they're going? I mean, it's pretty spectacular. And then it was very clever of Jim Jordan to start this whole thing out by playing a clip of Peter Doocy when he was challenged when they first leaked parts of the report that, yeah, his memory was really bad, which is why we're not charging him. And the president fought back with vigor. It was almost like we got jacked up Joe, the early version of it. You can't make it. We got so much other ground to cover. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Look, I know a lot of you see the price of new cars. You see the price of used cars. It's through the roof. You know the cost of repairing a car between parts and a good mechanic is a fortune. That's why you're going to want to make a call before, God forbid, you have a very, very expensive repair. I know somebody that blew their engine. It was over $12,000. I knew somebody who had their entire front wiped out, all the sensors in their car. That was $14,000 to fix it. Now, the great thing about CarShield, you're going to be safe and secure when you're out on the road. They have roadside assistance, including in every plan. Now, whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it, car, truck, SUV, whatever you're driving, well, CarShield will protect up to 5,000 parts and systems. It's going to save you a fortune if, God forbid, your engine, transmission, entertainment system, whatever goes down, they're going to pay for all of it. And their plans include unlimited miles, mile road trips. And once you get your rate, guess what? It never goes up as long as you own your car. You'll get exclusive access to CarShield's concierge service as well as 24/7 roadside assistance. Even if it's something like a flat or damaged tire or a lockout or a rental car option, they're going to help you there too. Anyway, right now, call them before your car breaks down and you have the expensive repair and you're stuck on the road. Anyway, call 800-587-5060 or check them out on the web. It's carshield.com/Hannity. 800-587-5060 or carshield.com/Hannity today.